This is Bigger Pockets Daily, and it's Friday. I'm Tyler, and the article I'm about to share comes from the Bigger Pockets blog. You can find a wealth of information on the site, or by searching Bigger Pockets in any podcast app. Maybe that's how you found this show. So let's get to it. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
This show is sponsored by Airbnb. Did you know that a long time ago, before I ever started my real estate business, I turned one of my first primary residences into an Airbnb? And that's the extra income that I needed from Airbnb that gave me the confidence to go out and work for myself and eventually quit my 9-to-5 job. And now I have dozens of Airbnbs all over the country. I've even partnered up with the old David Green on a recent property in Scottsdale to take our portfolio to the next level. And of course, we host it on Airbnb. But you don't need to be a full-time real estate investor to start on Airbnb. As a matter of fact, I was self-managing 10 properties while working my 9-to-5 job, so I know anybody can do it. Think about it this way. You're looking for extra income and going on a vacation. Wouldn't it be great to rent out your space and let your property pay for itself while you're gone? I did this one time. I pitched my wife and my roommate, because we were house hacking, on the idea of renting out our home, and it paid for all of our expenses on a trip to Mexico City. So go and give it a try. It might just change your life, just like it did mine. And I really do mean that. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you can make sure your ride stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED lights, exhaust kits, turbochargers, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Managing your finances used to be a pain. It was either useless apps or overcomplicated spreadsheets.
Ugh.
But now, with Monarch Money, managing your money is easier than ever. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. Unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it easy to set up, customize, and use. You can even collaborate with your partner, family, or financial advisor at no extra cost to get a joint view of all your finances. Customize your dashboard, notifications, and budgets with a tap. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show right here will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/bigger. That's monarchmoney.com/bigger for your extended 30-day free trial. What is a good ROI on rental property? By Chris Bybee. When you buy a rental property, you do so with one goal in mind: to generate a positive return on investment, or ROI. So what is a good ROI anyway? Okay, so a good ROI on rental property typically ranges from 6 to 10%. Of course, this can vary with location, property type, and market conditions. In some areas, ROIs over 12% are possible. While in expensive urban locations, yeah, like 4 to 6% might still be favorable. Now, let's go ahead and examine the finer points associated with rental property ROI. Shall we? We shall. So here's how ROI on rental property is actually calculated. ROI on rental property is calculated by dividing annual rental income by the total investment cost, providing a percentage that reflects the property's profitability. This percentage provides a clear understanding of how profitable your property is or isn't. So here's an example to illustrate how ROI is calculated for rental property. Suppose you've purchased a rental property for a total investment of $200,000, including the purchase price and renovations. In a year, you earn $18,000 in rental income from your property. So to calculate the ROI, divide the annual rental income of $18,000 by your total investment cost, $200,000, and this calculation gives you 0.09, or 9%. And that is your ROI. Not too shabby. Here are some factors impacting ROI on rental property. There's really no shortage of factors impacting ROI on rental property. Here are the most important ones to consider. Location. The geographical area where the property is located greatly impacts its rental demand, property values, and potential rental income. Property condition. Well-maintained or newly renovated properties generally yield higher rental incomes and require less maintenance costs, positively affecting ROI. Market trends. Real estate market conditions, including housing demand, rent prices, and economic factors, play a role in determining ROI. And financing costs, of course, because the terms of your mortgage, interest rates and loan duration, all that stuff, do influence your overall investment cost and ROI, and operational expenses. Costs like property management, maintenance, insurance, and taxes directly affect the net income from the property. Why is 6% considered a good ROI on rental property? Well, when it comes to rentals, 6% is commonly regarded as good due to several factors and general trends in real estate returns. This benchmark is shaped by these things. Market comparisons. Historically, the average ROI for real estate investments hovers right around that 6% mark. This figure is derived from long-term data, making it a reliable baseline for comparison. Balancing risk and reward. A 6% ROI strikes a balance between risk and return. Higher ROIs might be attainable, but typically come with increased risk, such as buying in less stable markets or purchasing properties requiring substantial improvement. And then conversely, lower risk investments often yield returns below 6%. Comparison with other investments. Let's take a look. So when you compare to other forms of investments like stocks or bonds, 6% return in real estate is competitive, especially when considering the added benefits of property ownership, like potential appreciation and a ton of tax advantages. Inflation and economic factors. All right, so the 6% figure also takes into account broader economic factors like inflation. It represents a return that not only keeps pace with inflation, but offers real growth in investment value. Local market variances. Yeah, 6% is a general benchmark. Local market conditions can affect what's a good ROI or not. All right, here are some quick tips to improve ROI on your own rentals. Improving the ROI of your rental involves strategic upgrades and efficient management. Here are just some tips you can quickly employ. Optimize rental pricing. Regularly assess the local rental market to ensure your rental pricing is competitive, yet also maximizes income. Avoid overpricing. That can lead to long-term vacancies, which of course eats at that ROI. Enhance property appeal. Simple aesthetic improvements, just some fresh paint, updated landscaping, can really increase the property's attractiveness and justify a higher rent. Reduce operating expenses. Audit and minimize ongoing expenses like utilities, maintenance, and property management fees to increase net income. Effective marketing. Utilize various marketing channels with an emphasis on online platforms to reach a large audience and subsequently reduce vacancy periods. Regular maintenance, too. Proactively maintaining the property prevents costly repairs in the long run and keeps tenants satisfied, reducing those dreaded turnover rates. And some final thoughts? Okay, yeah, now that we've answered the question, what is a good ROI on rental property? You kind of got something to strive for sure. If your return is falling short of that 6% benchmark, implement the guidance and tips outlined here today. And with that, let's wrap the week with a little Friday fun pop quiz, shall we? We shall. Do you know the fastest way to find the best funding for your strategy? Here's a hint. Bigger Pockets has made it easier than ever. With LenderFinder, you can quickly find and compare investor-friendly lenders who specialize in your strategy in 2 minutes or less. Visit biggerpockets.com/findmylender to find an investor-friendly lender for free. That's biggerpockets.com/findmylender. Thanks for listening to this show and enjoy your weekend. Me? I'll be right back here tomorrow. Can't remember the last time I took a day off.